The mighty Mississippi is mighty low. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, thanks to the drought of 2012, the mighty Mississippi River is feeling a little puny. Just a year after near-historic flooding, the river's water levels are now at near-historic lows, affecting everything from commerce to recreation to the drinking water in Louisiana. But according to NBC News, the biggest impact may be on shipping, since annually about $180 billion worth of goods move up and down the river on barges, equating to 500 million tons of the basic ingredients for much of the U.S. economy. According to the American Waterways Operators, the river carries 60% of the nation's grain, 22% of the oil and gas, and 20% of the coal. It would take 60 trailer trucks to carry the cargo of just one barge, 144 18-wheeler tankers to carry the oil and gas in one petroleum barge. But the low water levels mean that barge companies have to lighten their load by about 25%, so the barges ride higher in the water. That means each towboat is moving less cargo than usual, even though it takes up the same amount of fuel to burn and the same amount of manpower. In addition, when the water drops, the river channel narrows, causing one-way passages in some places, resulting in barges heading north having to wait for traffic headed south, all adding to the costly delays. The result is millions of dollars in higher shipping costs, which will most likely ultimately be paid by the consumer. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.